This is the Gemara, a good Rosh Chodesh to everybody, first of all. We should have a beautiful month of Kislev. Chanukah is around us, which is the light of Torah Shabbat Peh, and Birtu Hashem will be moving in the light of Torah Shabbat Peh. Chav Dalet Amad Aleph, five lines from the bottom, discussing how to treat tefillin. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ani Ra'isi as Rabbi, I saw Rabbi Shetala Tfilov. They used to hang his tefillin on a peg. It's taka what I do as well. We'll see if that's a good thing or not. May see they frak the Gemara Kashi. Ha toilets we love Yitlu Lochayev. One who hangs his tefillin, he should die. He should be literally hung. Similarly, Dorshe Chamuros, those people who darshan psukim, who should be closed, Amru Vayu Chayecha Tuyum Lachot Mineged. Their lives should be hanging in the balance next to us. Okay, who is that referring to? Zeh ha toilet we love. Those are the people who hang their tefillin. So how could it be that Rebbe hung his tefillin if those who hang their tefillin are going to be hanging in the balance? Right? That's not a good thing. Says the Gemara Laikasha. There's no difficulty. Huh. The Braisa, which says that your life is going to be hanging Biritsua. That's if you hang them by the straps. Okay? And therefore, what happens to the tefillin? The tefillin's hanging well below the peg. Right? If you hang the straps, the tefillin goes down. Huh. The case where Rebbe hung his tefillin, that's Biktsisa. That's where he is, literally hangs the batim, so to speak, by the peg, and the ritsuos and the straps are hanging down. That is not a bizayon. That's answer number one. E boyis ema. Answer number two. Loishna ritsuo v'loishna ktsisa. It doesn't matter if you hang it by the straps or hang it by the batim. Either way, that's not a good thing. That's usher. I had Rebbe do it, like I do it. V'chitala Rebbe, b'kisa sotala. He hung it, the tefillin, in its kiss, in its bag, right, that he used to put the tefillin into. And then he would put the bag on the hanger. And that's not derech bizayon, right? I have that in my house. I have a hat thing and a talis and tefillin, zacher, a jacket thing. So hang them all up, right, on the thing. You take my little strap over here, and you hang it. Right, there's nothing, that's not a bizayon to the tefillin. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, Maila Memer, if you do that, what's the chiddush that Rebbe did it like that? Shkoyach. That's how everybody does it. Maila Memer, what's the chiddush? Says the Gemara, Mal, the same, I would have thought, Tibai Hanacha Kasefer Torah. I would have thought you need to treat tefillin on the same level as a Sefer Torah, and you wouldn't put a Sefer Torah in a bag and hang the bag, right? Kamash Balon, Rebbe Chanina comes to tell us, the minhag of Rebbe, that that's not the din, but rather you could put the tefillin in a bag and hang the bag from a peg. Okay. Now we're going to discuss certain behaviors that one shouldn't have when they're wearing their tefillin. Again, I want to remind you of what I said yesterday. Even though what we're doing now seems a little bit bathroomy, it is. Nevertheless, the halachas are real. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches each and every aspect of our lives. And these are as well HaKadosh Baruch Hu is watching us. And therefore we learn these, of course, in the base medrash. Amar Chanin, Anira Yisias Rebbe, Iso Rebbe, Shegihek, Upiek, Vinesatesh, Virak. He would belch, he would yawn, he would sneeze, and he would spit in the midst of davening. So he did all of these things in the middle of davening. It says also, what else did he do? Umishamish bibigdo, and he would also pick, this is the way Rashi describes it, he would pick the lice out of his clothing during davening. Aval loya misate, but if his talus fell in the middle of davening, he wouldn't pick it up again because that would be considered a hafzik. Uke shehu mifahik, and when he would mifahik, which I believe means to yawn, hayamanichu yado al santar. He used to cover his mouth so people wouldn't see the opening. So that's the way he dealt with his yawning. So he was doing all of these things. Says the Gemara Meisive, asks the Bnei Yeshiva, Hamashmiya Kolo. Remember, whenever we have a long brisa, we always have additional information because they're not going to cut the brisa up for us. So we got to just focus on the pieces of the brisa that we need, but know that we're going to translate the entire brisa. Meisive, Frakting Marakasha, Hamashmiya Kolo Tfila. So one who hears the person's voice during Tfila while he's davening Shmot Esrei, Harezet Mekat Neamuna. That person is some of the people who have very little amuna. Hamagviya kolo, but if you even raise your voice more than that, betfilaso, harezet minivye sheker. Behold, you are part of the people who are the Navi Sheker. Now comes our part of the price which we need. Megaik, mefaik, if you yawn or if you belch, hareze megase ruach, you are arrogant. Wow. Hamisatesh betfilah, so if you sneeze during davening, simin rolo, that's a very bad sign for him. V'yishomim nikashum u'chur, there are those who say that makes that person appear to be disgusting, machur, right? Harak betfilaso, and one who spits during tefillah, kilu rak b'fnei amelach, it's as if he spits in front of the king, says the Gemara. So what's that? We're going to have all these kashas, right? Because Rebbe did all these things. So how Gemara here is saying you can't do these things? How could it be that Rebbe did these things if the Gemara is saying you can't do those things? Bishlama, it makes sense. Megahik umefahik, for yawning and for sneezing. Loi kasha, there's no difficulty. Khan with Rebbe Leonso, it was accidental, it was against his will. Khan the Bryce that's saying it, that you're arrogant, is Lir Sono, is when you do it with your will. Ella misatesh, a misatesh, sneezing kasha. How do we reconcile? We just said if you misatesh, that's a simin ra. But Rebbe, on the other hand, was misatesh. He used to sneeze. So how do we reconcile these two? Because sneezing is only against your will. You can't control whether you sneeze. Says the Gemara, misatesh, a misatesh, nami lo kasha. Sneezing is also not a difficulty. Kan, by Rebbe, we're talking about milamala, from above, a sneeze from your nose. Kan, the brisa that says it's a simin ra, we're talking about where you misatesh, where? Milamata, from your tuchis, right? Which is, of course, is flatulence. That's going to be a simin ra. Demet of Zera ha milsa, this halacha, avloi li be Rav Hamnuna. I learned it in the house, in the base medrash of Rav Hamnuna. V'tekila li kol kule talmuda. And I was listening, and I became so in love with these halachas, with all the halachas. And the following is the halacha that he fell in love with. Hamisatesh b'tfilah. So, one who sneezes during tfilah, simen yafalo. That's a good sign for him. K'shem sh'osan lo nachas ruach milamata. Just like it's a nachas ruach, it gives him a little bit of relief. K'shosan lo nachas ruach milamala. So too, it gives him a nachas ruach from up in Shemayim, that his tfilah should be accepted after that. Okay, so now we're down to the last kasha. So we've had four different things. We've talked about yawning. We've talked about belching, we've talked about sneezing, and now we've got to talk about, what about spitting? El arak, arak, kasha. Rebbe used to spit, but we said if you spit, now you're megase ruach, you're arrogant. How do we reconcile that? Says the Gemara, rak, arak, namilo kasha, that's also not a difficulty. Afshir kid Rav Yehuda, we can reconcile this with the opinion of Rav Yehuda. Yom Rav Yehuda yomid b'tfilah v'nis damin l'arok. Let's say in the middle of davening and all of a sudden spit started to saliva, started to develop in your mouth. Mavlio b'taliso. You should swallow it in your cloak, in your talis. Vim talis nahu, but let's say you have a beautiful talis and you don't want to do that. Then, mavlio b'af rakasuso. Then you let it swallow up in the sudar, in the sheet that they used to wear around their heads. Kind of like a turban. That's the way you deal with it. Okay? So therefore you could also say that Rebbe used to spit, but he used to swallow it up in his turban. Okay? And the Brisa that talks about spitting, which is Megase Ruach, is when you spit on the ground. Okay? The Gemara is now going to bring a Maisa. Ravina Havei Kayachure. One time Ravina was standing behind the Ravashi in Tefillah. Nizdamin Lo Rok. Ravashi felt a buildup of saliva in his mouth. Paskel Achure, he spit it behind him. Amr Leh says Ravina to Ravashi, Lo Sever Lamar Rav, the Hadar Rav Yehuda. You don't hold like Rav Yehuda, who says, Mavlio Ba'afrakusa, so they should have it swallowed up in your turban. Says the Gemara. Says Ravashi. Amr Leh, Ana Anina Daite. I am like what's called an istinus. You know what an istinus is? Somebody's very, very sensitive. Not even with the skin. We had it with Rav Gamliel when it came to his Avelis, right? Somebody's very, very sensitive, and therefore he cannot possibly spit into his turban. Before it was not shower. Now it's spit into his turban. Okay, now the Gemara is going to take that brisa that we brought in and analyze other pieces of that brisa. Hamashmiya kolo b'tfilah. So let's say you hear a person's voice during Shemona Esrei. Harei zeh mekatnei emuna. This person has very little emuna. Rav Huna, when do we say this? Lo shanu elish yachol kavanis libo belachash. We only say this when a person's able to have kavana, when he says it quietly. Aval ein yachol kavanis libo belachash. But if you don't have the ability to really focus when you say it quietly, mutter, then you're allowed to raise your voice, a shtickel, when it comes to tefillah, and you're not mekatne emunah. V'hani mili, in these words, only apply that you're allowed to raise your voice if you're biyachid, if you're alone. Aval ben tzibur, but if you're in a communal davening, then asilat mitra tzibura, that would lead to the tzibur becoming confused, and therefore, you shouldn't raise your voice. I dislike when people want to be the first one to get to Mashiva Ruach HaMurid HaGashem and yell it out loud in the middle of Shmon Esrei. Because if I'm not up to there, I get rattled. I don't like when people yell out Yalav Yavol. So bang before Inshkoyach. But in the middle, let's say I'm up to, Ala Tzadikim, and the guy yells out Yalav Yavol. It's Matrid the Tzibur. You have to be sensitive to the Tzibur. Yes, your tefillah matters, and but you have to have sensitivity. So the person who raises his voice in the middle of Shmon Esrei, he's not being sensitive to those around him. Rabbi Abba, how come Mishtamek Minei Rav Yehuda? Rabbi Abba used to avoid seeing Rav Yehuda. Why? David Kebayi, because Rabbi Abba wanted Lemesik Lari Darit Yisrael. He wanted to make Aliyah, to leave Babel. And he never entered the Beis Medrash of Yehuda, because he was scared that Rav Yehuda was going to tell him, you can't go. Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda held. Kol Olam Mibavel Eretz Yisrael, whoever goes from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, over Ba'asei. He violates a mitzvah saseh shenemar, because in the prophecy of Yirmiyahu it says, Bavla yuva v'shamba yiyu ad yom pakti osam yom Hashem. You're going to be in Bavel until God remembers you, so saith the Lord. So therefore, who are you to go up without God telling you? Right? This sounds familiar. We have these machloks out of Yom HaZeh. You're allowed to make Aliyah, not make Aliyah. Okay. It takes a lot more time than just this Gemara, but this Gemara is one of those pieces that we hack about. Amar. Says the Gemara, so what'd he do? Amr, so Rabbi says, Izl Veshma Minei Milsum Be Beis Vada. I'm going to go listen to Sim say one halach from outside of the base Medrash V'Hadar Afik, and then I'm going to go make Aliyah. So what'd he hear? Azlashkol Atana Diktari Kamei Rav Yehuda. He heard Atana, who was learning right in front of Rav Yehuda. And he said, Hayomid V'Tzvila V'Nis Atish. Let's say in the middle of davening, and he sneezed. But he didn't sneeze from his nose, he sneezed from his other area. Right, he flatulated. Mantinach yekala ruach. He has to wait for him to finish the smell, for the odor to move ahead. Then v'chozer mispalel. Then he goes back and davens Shmona Esrei from the place where he left off. Ikad diamri, those who say the following. Hayomid betfilu bikesh lesatish. Let's say it's the middle of davening and he needs to flatulate. What should he do? Marchik la'achorav. He should distance himself to the back. Arba amos, four amos away from everybody else. Then umisatish. Then flatulate. Umamtin achiyakal ruach. Then he should wait for the wind to pass. V'chozer mispal. Then he should go back and retract to davening. V'omer. And before he goes back to daven, he should make the following declaration. Ribayni shalolam Hashem. Yitzartanu nekavim. You have created us with holes and holes. Chalulim pipes. It should be well known to you in front of you, Hashem, our embarrassment. Our embarrassment in our lives. And when we die, we'll be rima visoleya. They're going to be filled with worms and eaten up. That's what you say. Then, you begin davening again from the place where you left off. So Rabbi Abba, who heard all this, said in the name of the Tanner of Yehuda, Amar. If I only came for this, die. It would have been enough. Givaldik, meaning these tefillahs mattered so much. He's asking if you can daven, because the oval can't. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Our holy rabbis taught us. Hayayashim betaliso. If you're sleeping naked, just with a talus, so with a cloak. Ve'enu yachol lahotzias rosho. And you can't get your head out of this, what we would call like a toga, right? So therefore, it's like you're underneath a blanket, and the problem is now that your eyes see your erva. You can't get your head out. Why not? Me'atzina, because it's cold. If you could get your head out of this turban, it would be fine, because then your head and the place, your makom erva, would be separated. So what do? Chotzeitz betaliso ad savaro. You should make a chalsitza, a separation with your talus by your neck. And this way, your eyes don't see your erva. V'kori kriyashma. And then you read Kriyashma. The Yesh Omrim, those say that you have to put the talus alibo by your heart. So your heart shouldn't see your erva. And you know what this is a source for? What's this a source for? The gartel. Because what does the gartel do? It separates the lave and the erva. I have a Litvish gartel. It's called a belt. The Tanakhama, Right? That's what we do. Other people say an underwear band's enough. That's a litvische gartel. That's what we call it. What? That's why Hasidim don't wear ties, because they don't want their head to be separated from the heart. Very good. The Tana Kama say, Hare libo roes erva. Right? The Tana Kama says that from the tzavar, from the neck down, the lev receives the heart. Because tzavar, the Tana Kama holds, libo roes erva. If the lev, if the heart sees the erva, it would be taka mutter. The Gemara now continues vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, saying it in a smelly, dark alley. Let's say you're traveling in a dark, smelly alley, and you smell dung and urine. You put your hand on your mouth before you Kriya Shema, and you say Kriya Shema. Is this so? If I were heard this from Yochanan saying it from his own mouth, I wouldn't have even listened to him. Right? Because he holds that if once you get to these places that are very smelly, you have to stop entirely from saying Kriya Shema. If you're traveling in these dark alleys, in these smelly alleys, you have to put your hand on your mouth and say Kriya Shema. Really? If I would have heard this from Yeshua ben Levi himself, from his mouth, I wouldn't have listened to him. Does Rav Huna say such a thing that a person is allowed to say Kriya Shema in these smelly places? A Talmud Chacham is not allowed to what? He's not allowed to stand in a smelly place. Why? Because he cannot possibly stand without ever thinking about Torah. And since he's in inappropriate places to think of Torah, that would be bad for him, right? Similarly, the rugged shaver, you should know, never ever got a haircut. Because then, what do you have to do when you get a haircut? You have to take over yarmulke. And he couldn't go without thinking about Torah, so he never got a haircut. Anyway, so a Talmud Chacham is not supposed to stay in a place that's Makam Amatunov, that's a very smelly, dirty place. How do we reconcile this where he says, if you're traveling in a dirty, smelly place, cover your mouth and say Kriya Shema? Says the Gemara Loi Kash, this is no difficulty. Khan, the place where it's problematic is Ba'omeid, is where you are standing. Khan, the place where you just cover yourself and say Kriya Shema, is Bimahalech, is where you're traveling through it. Says the Gemara, Miyam Rav Yochanan Hachi, does Rav Yochanan say that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema in a smelly place? Aivam Rav Rachanam Rav Yochanan, Bechol Makam Mutri Lahar B'Deri Torah, you're allowed to always think about Divrei Torah, Chutz, Mibeis HaMerechatz, with the exception of the Shvitz, the bathhouses, Umibeis HaKisei, and from a bathroom. I said clearly here, you shouldn't be able to say Kriya Shema. Says the Gemara, V'chitei Mochanami. Maybe you could also reconcile and say Kan Ba'omid, Kan Ba'mahalit. One place where you're standing, one place where you're traveling. Ini is the so. I, Rabbi Abo, Havika Ozl Basre, Rabbi Yochanan. One time Rabbi was traveling behind Rabbi Yochanan. Vavikari Kari Kriya Shema. He was saying Kriya Shema. Kimate Bibavasa to Nafas. When he got to these smelly, dark places filled with dung and urine, Ishnik, he's quiet. He didn't say anything. And after he left there, Amar Leil Rabbi Yochanan, Lehech in the Hadr, how far do you have to go back? Amar Leil, he says, Im Shahis, if I've stopped, could they ligmore a school in order to say the entire Kriya Shema? Then Chozel Rosh, I have to go back to the entire start of Kriya Shema. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that even one who's traveling in these smelly, dirty places cannot say Kriya Shema. So how could he say it before that he does? Zachi Kamar Leil, Lididi Lo Sfir Leil. I don't hold of this. I say you can't say Kriya Shema. Lindy Duch, but according to you, the Sfirulach, who hold that you argue on both of us, that you hold that you have to make a stop between the Kriya while you're traveling in these places, then how long do you have to stop and where do you have to go back to? Im Shaitz, Kedi Ligmore is Kula. If you stopped in order to say the whole thing, Choser LaRosh, you have to go back to the beginning. But Rabbi Yochanan himself says you do not have to stop. Okay, we'll stop over here. Everybody should have a good Chodesh. I looked at the...